Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Arrow on iHeartRadio. The Hee Haw Collection. A brand new 3-DVD set.
Hee-haw! Welcome to
Take a listen, and then we're going to be unplugged and totally uncuts with the legendary Roy Clark.
Who's coming up? The sun's going down.
We're back again, so gather around.
Well, lots more songs and a lot more fun in.
Hee-haw's here, we're off and running. Here it goes.
A husband is a feller who always has the next to the last word.
Charlie Ferguson with the KORN news from all over and back home again.
Hey, Gord, Grandpa, Junior, Frank, what say, Arch?
Howdy, Roy.
Sort of told you there. You didn't think I was going to speak to you.
Yeah, I can't tell whether you need a haircut or just a change of oil.
Very funny. I don't have time to listen to a haircut, so just change my oil.
No, seriously, Roy, you need some work done on that hair. What you really need is some of that new hairstyling.
Oh, how's that?
Well, you know, when you get that new style, it's great for getting the women. Every time you get your hairstyle differently, it changes your whole personality. It changes your whole approach to courting in general.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now you take, for example, something you might like is that Richard Nixon style.
I don't know about that.
That's where you make one thing perfectly clear.
Good morning, Roy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great now that I hear your lilting voice.
Hee-haw reminds me so much of the Johnny Cash song, I've Been Everywhere, because Hee-haw was everywhere, and to this moment, thanks to your continued passion, it's going to be forever everywhere.
That I couldn't have said it better.
It really is.
I just got a copy myself and played it, and I was proud. I was proud to be part of it, proud that other folks feel the same way I do and have thought enough to put it all together.
To be a part of this show, and it started off as a summertime replacement, did you know that you were going to go on for several different generations?
No. I had an interview one time that somebody asked Buck Owens, if he thought it was going to be a hit. And he said, yes, I did. I said, Buck, you didn't think it was going to be a hit. Nobody did. But he swears to this day that he just knew it was going to be a smash.
The two of you together, picking and a grinning, that had to be some of the greatest television on the planet.
Well, you could sneak in some guests that way. I was thinking of Ernest Borgnine. They would put different guests in that with the whole cast, and Buck and I doing picking and grinning. So it was a chance to get all the everyone together on one set, and that's what they tried to do.
Speaking of that set, when you've got Minnie Pearl and Junior Samples all wrapped up into that show and Grandpa Jones and stuff, there had to be some seriously funny outtakes as well.
I tell you, Junior Samples was enough. He said one time when we first met, and he didn't know who I was, but he wanted to know how I got in this business. And I started to tell him, well, you know, what I did and how I got started. And he listened to me and looked at me right in the eye, and he said, huh. He said, all I did was tell a lie about a fish. and here I am. You know, that's how he got started. He had a hit record of him telling a story about catching a fish.
We played that song up on Coin Radio with Lonnie Bell up in Billings, Montana.
Archie Campbell is the one that had heard about that. About that record and tracked it down and got a hold of Junior.
You know, and I need to let listeners know on iHeartRadio that you don't buy the DVD set here by calling BR549. You've got to actually call the number.
I'd be surprised to see what you did get.
When you guys would sing gospel music, I swear that was like moments in television history.
That was a thing that Grandpa Jones... I had known Grandpa most of my adult life. I worked with him back when I was like 15 years old. And we did a summer, a little tour, mini tour together. And he walked up to me one day and said, "Roy, don't you think it would be right to do a gospel tune?" And I said, "I think you are right. I've always had a gospel tune on anything that I ever did." And so we went to the producer, and he put it in the show, and it became one of the most successful things that we did.
Don't you think that Hee Haw also changed the face of radio, that people on the air loosened up a bit because you guys were having fun, and it was about time that radio people did too?
I do. I never thought of it quite that way, but I do think that the popularity of country music... A certain percentage of people are going to want to go find out what else is available. You know, that we can hear country music. And I think it causes everything to grow.
And to be on that show singing with Tammy Wynette, Merle Haggard, even Hank Jr. I mean, for you to be on that stage or on that set somewhere, were you still a fan as it was happening?
Oh, yeah. When I was... These were all my friends, and I, one of the reasons they were my friends was I loved their talents.
Yeah.
I used to pick anything that one of them would do that I enjoyed, I would incorporate it into whatever I was going to do. So I learned from them right up to the last day that we filmed.
I've often wondered if people in the 1970s and 80s really wanted to be more on Hee Haw than the Grand Ole Opry, because it was the place to be seen and heard by families all over the place.
Well, it was, but I think they also tied it together. It got to where it was the Grand Ole Opry forever by itself. Now it had a partner, and it goes right from the radio to television. So now we got Hee Haw and the Grand Ole Opry. So I think it just benefited for both.
Where did you get your laugh from? Was there somebody in the family? Because you always made my dad laugh so hard.
Yeah, my dad laughed at it too. I don't think my dad, because my dad played music, and I don't ever recall him saying musically whether he really liked what we were doing or not. I'm sure he did, but he never just come right out and started selling it on the street corner, so to speak.
When you got to hang out with Dick Clark and all those people in the early days, did they share with you, "Roy, you got to get on a show and you got to promote country music. You just got to promote it"?
Well, yeah, I think that was at the beginning of the CMA, the Country Music Association. There was a lot of the people that were involved in the selling of radio and television and how important country music is to business. Everything else benefits from using country music as a way to promote country music.
Well,
and itself. Get businesses involved.
Well, Hee Haw is good business, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share your story with us on iHeartRadio.
Well, bless your heart. Nice to talk with you.
It was a simpler time. They made us laugh. They made us feel good.
Hey, Johnny, did you hear the story about the broken pencil?
Yeah, there's no point to it.
You asked for it. Now here it is, the best of Hee Haw from Time Life.
Take it from me, Roy Clark. This is a one-of-a-kind collection that you'll enjoy for years to come.
Salute!